proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. Our series relating to the book of Joshua and the conquest of Canaan continues. After the battles Joshua had with the Canaanite alliance against the city of Gibeon, Joshua chapter 12 gave a list of 31 other monarchs that Joshua and the Israelites conquered and took their cities. God directed Joshua to apportion the conquered land in Joshua chapter 13. The tribes of Reuben, Gad, and Manasseh would receive the territory taken from Og and Sihon, the Amorite kings they had overcome on the eastern side of the Jordan River. The remaining tribes of Israel would receive their inheritance on the western side of Jordan. The Levites, note, received no allotted territory. The reason for that being that, quote, the Lord God of Israel was their inheritance, unquote. The tribe of Reuben received land extending northward from the border of Moab, which included the city of Heshbon. The tribe of Gad's territory ran northward from Reuben's northern border. It contained the city of Ramoth-Gilead. The tribe of Manasseh's inheritance ranged northward from Gad's northern border up to the Syrian southern border. Chapters 15 through 19 largely dealt with the actual apportionment of Canaanite lands to the remaining tribes, other than the Levites, of course. The tribe of Judah received more land than any other group, their territory spreading from what was called the River of Egypt in a northeasterly direction. The territory designated for the tribe of Simeon lay within the borders of the land given to the tribe of Judah. Thus the Simeonites ultimately assimilated with the Judahites and lost their own distinctive tribal identity. The tribe of Benjamin received land north of Judah's border. Her inheritance included the city of Jericho. The tribe of Dan's apportioned land lay on the seacoast, due west of that territory allotted to Benjamin. Dan's territory contained the seaport of Joppa. Members of the tribe of Dan later appropriated the city of Laish, which lay well north of their land, an incident recorded in Judges chapter 18. The half-tribes of Ephraim and Manasseh received inheritances north of the land allotted to Dan and Benjamin. Ephraim had the city of Shiloh, where the tabernacle was. Manasseh's territory included the city of Megiddo. Lands given to the tribe of Zebulun lay northward from the territory allotted to Manasseh. The city of Shunem lay within the border of the tribe of Issachar. Naphtali received territory located to the north of that land given to Issachar and Zebulun. Asher's inheritance included the northern seacoast of Canaan. In the 20th chapter of the book of Joshua, God commanded Joshua to establish 6 cities of refuge, 3 on either side of the Jordan River. These would serve as places where somebody who killed a man innocently without intent of doing so, a place where such a man could flee from the avenger of blood. According to Joshua chapter 21, God also told Joshua to set aside 48 other cities, taken for the territories allotted to the tribes of Israel. These would be cities for the Levites to dwell in. Thus the Levites would have their own cities scattered throughout the land of Canaan. Out of all the promises that God made to the Israelites, he remained faithful in keeping his promises. As the narrative in Joshua chapter 21 declared, quote, "There failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass." This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.